stay social and
get in touch.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi everyone, this is Anna from St. George's Dragons. I'm here with Ghost, Suhag, Oscar, James and Curious George. Enjoy our show and stay where you are.
Last week's Grand Prix was the Monaco Grand Prix, and in my notes I have, on lap 16, unfortunately Nico Hülkenberg had to retire because of a gearbox failure. And on lap 39, Daniel Ricciardo, before he had to pit, was battling Sebastian Vettel until Ricciardo came into the pits and Sebastian Vettel came down the straight after Daniel Ricciardo was released from the pit window, and they both came out until Sebastian Vettel on the next lap had to pit. Kimi Räikkönen on lap 40 had a bit of an issue because Vettel came out in front of Kimi after Vettel had pitted, so they were both together. And on lap 60, Pascal Wehrlein crashed into the wall by contact from Jenson Button, and they both had to retire, unfortunately. Also, on lap 65, Marcus Ericsson collided into the barrier in front of the safety car during lap 65. And also, Mercedes were having tyre warm-up issues during the race and over the race weekend, because it was to do with certain track temperatures, and of course the tyres couldn't get enough grip, so unfortunately they had them issues. Stoffel Vandoorne went into the barrier after trying to make a move on Sergio Perez for an overtake. And last but not least, we have Sebastian Vettel yet again wins the Monaco Grand Prix. However, Kimi Räikkönen started pole position but wasn't happy that he got second place, because he was quite frustrated and unhappy with Vettel taking the win. Next one will be in Canada at Montreal Circuit, and the race will start tomorrow at 2. And just a track update for you, as always, the race distance will be 305.2 kilometers, and the lap record was set in 2004 by Rubens Barrichello of 1:13.6. The circuit length is 4.3 kilometers, followed by the number of laps, which will be 70, and the first race was held in 1978. So that was all from me on the Grand Prix. Ghost out.
Today we will be asking a member of staff to answer some questions, and Lisa, a learning supporting assistant here at St. George's, has kindly volunteered. What is your favourite TV programme and why?
Okay, George, well, we don't have an awful lot of time to follow much television at home, but we have been watching and following Britain's Got Talent. I'm just amazed by all the incredible talent there is out there. And the winner, Tokyo Myers, said that he'll be using his £250,000 of winnings to help disadvantaged children by setting up his own music school and to mentor and inspire others.
Tell me about any pets you have.
I've got two adorable black and white collies. They basically come everywhere with me when I go running. And when we go down to the beach, they like to go in the sea with my children, and my children grab hold of their tails so they can be pulled through the water by them.
Tell me about a holiday you've had abroad.
Okay, we did have a lovely holiday on the Italian Riviera, and it's just great knowing that you're going to wake up to 30 degrees of sunshine every day. And then we did take a trip one time into Tuscany, a place called Viareggio, in February, and we saw the most amazing carnival. They had floats as big as houses, and I'd love to take my children back there again one time to see it all as well.
What is your favourite meal?
Apart from the original Italian pizza, which is enormous. I do like spaghetti bolognese with a good sprinkling of Parmesan cheese.
Tell me about the best job you have done in the past.
Obviously, apart from my job here at St George's, which I love, I did have a previous job for an Isle of Wight cosmetic company, which launched their products for sale in Italy. And I did used to do the Italian translations for TV channel QVC for when they had the TSV, Today's Special Value. So it was good to see that they were using my translations. And I even got to meet the ambassador, the lady that sells the products on this Italian QVC TV channel.
Thanks for taking the time to answer these questions.
It's been a pleasure, George.
Hey guys, this is Anna, your local gaming girl. This week I'll be talking to you about the Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind. Morrowind is an added part to the Elder Scrolls Online. Elder Scrolls is a role-playing game, or RPG for short. You go through the world, completing your story, pretending to be a character, or you can go off and find tombs and ruins to get more rich. You can play as all different types of characters. You can play as a Khajiit, which is a cat. You can play as a lizard man, human, orc, loads of characters. There's also lots of characters you can meet throughout the world. You don't even have to complete the main story. There are side quests as well. The Elder Scrolls also has a huge amount of voice actors, including voice actors from Harry Potter, like Dumbledore and the Sorting Hat, have voices for other characters. And if you know me, you know I love Harry Potter, and all the actors and voice actors that are with it. Right, that is enough for me. See you in a couple of weeks. And it's bye for me. Make sure you keep playing those games.
Hello, it's me, James, from St. George's, the 4P Togover, I hope you do. I got 5 questions for a student from St. George's. Okay, start off with a question. Juan, what have you done recently?
What I've done recently was the residential trip to Tapnell.
Okay, what do you do there exactly?
Oh, we've done so many amazing things.
Just 3 things.
Okay, the main ones we did was kayaking, archery and climbing.
Okay, and that's all cool. Tapnell was near Freshwater Newport, right?
Yes, in between.
Good. On to the second question. Tell me something that is going to happen in school or will be happening soon.
What will be happening soon in school will be the school prom.
Okay.
Mainly for sixth formers.
On to the third question. Tell me what you think is best about the school.
What I think is best about the school is the performing arts group. I love acting so much, and I've been Belle in the school play at Christmas.
Okay, on to the fourth question. Do you like having Poppy and Fudge in school? If so, why?
Well, a puppy's a really beautiful black Labrador puppy.
What, the flower? Flower puppy. Poppy flower. Hey! Anyway, continue.
And Fudge is quite of a lazy grey cat.
I agree.
But they are both student friendly.
Fair, fair, fair. On to the last question. If you can change something in the school, what would it be?
What would I change in the school?
Indeed.
It would be to put a swimming pool back into the small sports hall at the top.
Swimming pool, question mark. Why?
Because we used to have one once upon a time.
Okay, I think that'll do for the question, and me and the students from Georgian, you do. Goodbye, and I hope you enjoy the show and all that stuff.
Hi, Oscar here. I'm going to be talking with Marion about what's happening on the island.
Hiya, Oscar. You alright?
Hi, Marion.
Yeah? What is happening on the Isle of Wight this weekend?
It's the festival.
The Isle of Wight Festival?
The Isle of Wight Festival, yeah.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been once, but I didn't particularly like it.
Oh, when did you go?
I went when I was about 12 or something.
Yeah?
I can't remember, but yeah, I did go. I did enjoy it, but it just got a bit too much.
Yeah. How many bands did you watch?
I think about three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were quite good.
Do you know who the headliner was that year?
No.
No. So you're not going this year, though?
No. But my sister is, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm happy for my sister, because she's 11 and she...
Who's she going with, then?
She's going with a friend.
Oh, brilliant. Jolly good. So, when is it on? What are the exact dates?
It's the 8th of June to 11.
Yeah? And what are the acts? Do you have any idea?
Rod Stewart, Arcade Fire, David Guetta, The Kooks, Kaiser Chiefs, and so many more.
There are. There's tons and tons worth seeing.
Yeah, my dad's going to like AK Fire and probably the Kaiser Chiefs.
Really? He's keen on those.
Yeah.
Do you know any about the prices? Because I think it's reasonably priced, to be honest, for what you get.
Yeah. £195 for the weekend. Friday is £60, and Saturday and Sunday is £80.
Well, that's not bad,
no,
is it?
No, in person, it's quite reasonable.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's good for your money, what you see.
Because 18-year-olds are going to pay that much, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. Where can they get details from?
Isle of Wight Country Press Shop.
It's the County Press.
County Press,
yeah.
Red Funnel Ferry Terminals and Hover Travel Terminal.
Yeah, so if they go there, they can find out and book tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's still some tickets for sale, so they could go along and see if they can get some.
Yeah.
And what about camping? Do you know when that opens?
The campsite opens 12 of noon on Thursday, the 8th of June, 2017.
And when does it close?
It comes out closed at 2 p.m. on Monday, the 12th of June, 2017.
Now, talking about closing, what else closes on the island?
Oh, that's Newport, like the Newport roads and stuff.
Some of them close, don't they? Did that affect you this morning?
Yeah, I got in about 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, so you're about half an hour late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for the festival. I think it's brilliant for the island.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
The artists are sensational. So, we have a road closure.
I'm here from my house, so.
Can you really?
Yeah.
So you don't need to go?
No.
Oh, good for you.
I just lay in bed and go, like, listen to it, so.
Yeah.
But my dad's going tonight, so.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, jolly good. And is that with your sister?
Or was it
just your dad going?
Just my dad, but my sister's going tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that was brilliant. That was well worth talking about because I think it's wonderful.
Hi, Suag here. I'm going to tell you about the top 10 hits of the week. The top 10 hits are number 10, Attention by Charlie Puth. Number 9, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. Number 8, Mama by William Single by Jonas Blue. Number 7, Sympathy featuring Zara Lawrence by Clean Bandit. Number 6, Unforgettable featuring Swae Lee by French Montana. Number 5, There's Nothing Holding Me Back by Shawn Mendes. Number 4, Liar Liar by Captain SKA. Top 3 of the week are Strip That Down featuring Quavo by Liam Payne. Number 2, I'm the One by DJ Khaled, and the one you're with all week is Despacito by Luis Fonsi featuring Justin Bieber. So that's it from me, so have a good week. I hope you have enjoyed listening to the Dragons of St. George's, and I hope you tune in again next week. So it's goodbye from all the Dragons, James, Anna, George, Oscar, Suhag, and of course myself, Ghost. Take care and goodbye. www.vectisradio.com